You tried it. Yeah, you tried it. You did try it. Yeah, you thought I wasn't going to catch that.
Anyway, welcome back to The Lookout, guys. Once again, with your host, Mr. Noiseless Poet, and me, Mr. Isekai Kim. Today, we're going to talk about something that's very dear to my heart, and to all of yours as well. You see, when we all watch anime, by default, our hearts gravitate towards one person, the protagonist. That's how it always starts off, you know? Like, yo, that man got some crazy powers. I like his backstory. But then, as the story progresses, you realize he's attracted, or she, or they, have attracted some crazy people around him. Like, how did this 12-year-old convince this 78,000-year-old demon to join a squad? I don't know. But now, all you're looking at is the white-haired background character, aka the Mac and Yams of anime. Because we all like the main genre, but we really here for the sides, for real. Like, side characters always manage to steal the day. And that's why today, we're covering the best and the worst side characters in all of anime. Mr. Poet, you go first.
So, what you think? Should it start with like a modern example of the side characters being a good part, or start with one of my favorites?
I think the
modern example will be. Well, the best is always going to be Yu Yu Hakusho.
There he goes.
Because you could make an anime about any one of those single characters. If you wanted to make an anime about Hiei, you could make an anime just about Hiei and it would be fire. If you wanted to make an anime about Kuwabara, it'd be slightly comedic, but you could make an anime about Kuwabara.
I watch that.
If you wanted to make an anime just about Kurama, you could do that. I would even go as far as saying Genkai could get her own anime.
Oh, yeah, if you give me the tragedy, like, of Genkai from start to finish, to fall out with... You've seen Yu Hakusho against the details. But yeah,
Yu Hakusho is perfect. I've always said this. I don't care what anybody else says. I actually saw a video, which I might be addressing today, where somebody said that they think that it was one of the worst anime they've ever seen.
Someone said Yu Hakusho is one of the worst anime they've ever seen.
He said he dropped it before he got to the Dark Tournament. I don't understand that logic. I don't know. I don't understand where he was coming from, but I'm going to be polite and not fry him over the internet, but try to correct the course and tell him that he's incorrect.
Yeah, you better than me. You better than me, because you know.
But like, a lot of times, I know Naruto's one of the better animators ever come out.
Sir, one anime at a time, sir. One anime at a time, sir.
I'm just pivoting over back to Naruto.
I'm taking that next, so I need you to stick
okay,
to
it. Okay, okay. I'm only going to say a small point from Naruto.
Okay, all right.
It's an example of you have the capacity to have cool characters, but you don't, you know what I'm saying, flesh them in a way where we're getting something that we want to see more of. And that's why I mean, like, Kuwabara, Hiei, and Kurama, they're all different sides. You don't get a similar vibe to Yusuke. They all have, like, a component to them that if you saw one character like that, you'd be like, this is one of the best anime characters ever. But they complement him in a way that it makes everything cohesive for the story. Yusuke is the competitive brawler. Hiei is the edgy, you know what I'm saying? He's what Sasuke wishes he was. I know I had to throw that.
I knew that was coming.
You got Kuwabara. Kuwabara is just a manly man. He's kind of dumb, but he's super loyal and he stands on his principles. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can respect a character like that. Then you got Kurama. That's the heartthrob for all the girlies. But he's also the cerebral character. He's super smart. He already planned how he was going to beat you before he even knew who you were. And you know what I'm saying? That's just kind of where I sit with... I'm always interested to see more. I'm not like, Yusuke's not on the screen, and I'm not like, when the hell is Yusuke going to come back? Now I am, because I like Yusuke, but it's not like, I can't watch this if Yusuke is not always involved in every single point of the story.
You know what? That's valid. And I think we kind of got to get into like what makes a side character a good side character before we start, you know, reeling on the bad side characters. So Often, characters will use side characters to progress the protagonist, scale him up or scale him down until he has the training arc and then he goes up. However, a good side character is one where we do want to know more. We are compelled to figure out what's your backstory? How did you get your powers? What's going on? What did you go through? It always starts off with oh, that's a cool power. How did you get that? Then you start having lingering attachments to these characters and you start getting real invested. And then you forget that you're watching a show called Naruto because you're busy wondering how Rock Lee got to be how Rock Lee is. So we're gonna
Nasty.
talk about Naruto right now, all right? Naruto has a lot of fleshed out side characters. Oh, number one thing, if you don't remember the side character's name, they were a bad side character or written poorly. One of those two. Because I'll talk about something later on that's one of the worst ones, and unfortunately, it's one of my favorite anime. But oh my god, the side characters are trash. But let's back to the positives, reel it back in. Let's talk about Naruto. Everyone can name everyone on Team 7. You can also name Team 10, Team 11, Team 12. You can name several senseis, several antagonists, because Naruto made it like that. Like it was just flushed out like that. We all were invested. Either you were in Team Naruto or Team Sasuke, and a very, very small people, you guys were Team Sakura. Shout out to y'all for being Team Sakura before the time skip. Also, that's weird. Why were you Team Sakura before the time skip? She literally was just annoying. Like, she doesn't even use Genjutsu anymore. But I digress. Chunin exam
Something
coming
missed
around.
opportunity.
Bruh. I swore she's gonna have some crazy Genjutsu. Then I realized the craziest Genjutsu user is trash. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Kurenai Sensei is not trash.
Don't do her like that, man.
She tried to use a Genjutsu on Itachi. It's like trying to throw hands with my guy. Why would you do it?
She ain't none no better, bro. It's okay.
Yeah, she got humbled immediately. She was like, I can stop him. I wanted to laugh so fast because I'm like, you ain't got no feats. What you gonna do? She fell immediately, clutching her pearls. Like, oh, why did I do that? But we remember Kurenai. Obviously, you remember Itachi. We can all name everyone from the Akatsuki and everything because they were compelling. Whether it's because their powers are crazy, they were a beast like Hisame, they had a weird thing on their hand like Deidara.
My favorite Akatsuki member was Kisame, by the way.
Hisame was a beast. Like, I wish she'd have been on the side of good. I wish she would. Or honestly, I would take a Tales of Kisame. Give me a 3-6 episode spinoff of Kisame surviving the mist, going to the Akatsuki and all of that, because we got a taste of it, a little smidgen of his background. But I would like to know more. And that's before we even get to the other villages. Yeah, obviously, you know which village I would care to. I would love to see the tales of Killer B, the
The
tales of
village of
A
the
and B.
Negroes.
You know how it is. You know, if I had a headband on, you know where I would be at. Let's be real.
Yes,
They didn't
sir.
have this model in Konoha, for real, for real. That's why Sasuke got humbled immediately. First time we see a nigga, he over here, mink, 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 while writing about it.
You
Killer B
know what they're
came in
gonna
and just.
say? You know what they're gonna say if they give us that?
Oh,
We got the
yeah. Oh,
DEI
you were the
village.
DEI
The village
Warriors.
getting in the DEI.
Listen, I'll take that for now, okay? I'll take that for now. But that's what makes a side character interesting. For one, you still talk about them to this day. Two, they're probably cosplayed heavily because how awesome they are. You remember their name, maybe even their attacks, or there is a whole dedication of fan fiction to them. If you guys haven't been on fanfiction.com, they have like every character fleshed out. Some characters get very small. Sasuke and Naruto get a bajillion. If your character,
You better hope they don't get on the wrong side of
please
family.
filter, please filter, please filter.
Yes.
Please
I
filter
warn
your
people.
searches on fan fiction. I'm telling you, there are a lot of filters, and it might seem like a lot. I promise you, it's for your safety. My first stab at it, I was reading something called The Bloody Sands. I'm like, okay, it's about Sasuke versus Gaara. All right, Gaara was doing a thing, and then it went weird, and that's fine if that's what you're into.
I
I
already know
wasn't
what
into
it
that,
was.
so I'm just gonna.
Is this something that
Absolutely, something that
D
D would
would talk
100% talk about.
about?
Sasu-naru is such a thing that it's. But hey, listen, everyone likes what they like. But that's because people couldn't get enough of these characters, whether the main character and the side characters, a random side character. Hinata hasn't really done much. To be fair, she hasn't really done much. She stood up to Neji and almost got treated. She first off, the way they stopped Neji was overkill. Y'all didn't need all this Jonin to be all like, don't get me wrong, Neji was about to end her though. He was definitely about to end her for real. But she hasn't really done much other than give birth to other kids, which is great. So we have Boruto, which anyway, Noises, what you want to talk about next? Because I ain't really got nothing to say about Boruto because they kind of definitely ruined some of the build-up that Kishimoto had in Naruto, making some of these characters who are a lot stronger suddenly weaker.
I feel like there was a missed opportunity for with Naruto for you to talk about our boy, Neji.
I felt like I was gonna be too much on Naruto. I was gonna make this a Naruto episode because for real, Neji.
It's not
Okay.
too much.
All right, cool.
Neji
Perfect. All
deserves
right.
his own little segment.
Perfect. Give me that then. I got it. Snatching that back. Appreciate it. Let's talk about Neji Hyuga,
Reclaiming your
right?
time, huh?
Neji. Thank you. Neji Hyuga was the genius of the Hyuga clan. He had the misfortune of being born into the clan where, unfortunately, his role is to protect the head of clan, right? Okay, cool. I get it. Everyone says, no, I'll die for my clan. Nah, like they really engraved a caged bird seal on your head for obedience. Like, nah, if she gets kidnapped, that's your ass. I need you to protect her, even if it literally costs you your life. And he's like, why? Why I gotta do that? I ain't asked to be here for real. And he's like, that's just the way it is. And he's like, I don't like y'all main niggas. I'm gonna be over here with the Branch family. We chilling. But y'all got all the good skills though. Y'all got them abilities. I like that. I'm gonna peep that. I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna learn it. And he's like, eight trigrams. I understand it now. I
Really?
understand it now. Wham. And they were like, yo, how did you learn that? He's like, 'cause I peep game. I've been saw y'all. I ain't wanna tell y'all, but I'm better than her. I'm better than her too. Him right there, he can't guard me. None of y'all can. Bull showed off. So much that he probably would have been Chunin if my guy didn't hold his entire team back that year because the only reason he lost was plot. Naruto won. Let me real quick. Neji has a Byakugan, right? Allows him to see 359 degrees. 359 degrees through shit, right? X-ray vision, all that. He can access chakra networks and he can block them using a gentle fist. Cool. Bet. Somehow, while he's fighting against someone he doesn't like, he gets a blind spot right beneath him. Doesn't realize that there's a clone in the ground, despite the fact that he can see through the ground. He can see behind a tree, behind a building, in a bush, with a fox, in a box. Doesn't matter. He should have seen it. But plot was like, oh no, is that a protagonist coming? Watch out. And some nut ass one hit uppercut, bro. One uppercut. This boy was demolishing shadow clones the entire time. And then what happened in the Great Ninja War shouldn't be canon. Because there were several ways he could have survived that. They did my man dirty, though.
I think that boy super
First
thinking.
off, he
Let
should have
me
been.
interject,
Go ahead.
please.
Go ahead. Yeah, you got it. Let me drink my water.
How is it that he lost to Naruto from, like you said, from some Philly terminology, that nut ass uppercut? But at the same time, he shortly after that washed Kidemaru when they fought. Now, wash is an overstatement. He beat Kidemaru one of the Sound Four. Ain't no way you gonna tell me that I lost to Naruto. I blocked all his chakra off. I couldn't dodge an uppercut. But I was able to deal with an arrow shot at a speed that Naruto probably couldn't move at that speed from my blind spot with the Byakugan. He was able to defend his blind spot all of a sudden when he fought the Sound Four. But he couldn't beat, you know what I'm saying, Naruto though?
Listen, we talked about this last week,
Like,
that plot armor, man.
I mean, look, when your name is the name of the show, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But they did my boy dirty. He put the mink minks on Hinata. That shit was crazy and disrespectful. He put the mink minks on Hinata. He
Needed
put
that.
the mink minks on Naruto, and Naruto still somehow came out with a W. I think it was very rare for the man to really even struggle in a fight.
No, because he was watching Rock Lee. Rock Lee, cool, thank you for bringing that. He was watching Rock Lee, right? when Naruto saw Rock Lee, Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura, because it's all three of them, saw Rock Lee, Rock Lee pulled up like, "Sir, hand me a fair one." Naruto's like, "Okay." He was like, "Not you." One shot at Naruto, spun him around. Cool. Then he proceeded to, he's about to trash Sasuke too, Sharingan and all. But, my guy came in, kicked him in the head. Now, that person who literally got one shotted casually, low diffed by Rock Lee couldn't touch Neji
Can't touch
as
him.
much as he tried. And Rock Lee got hands. Y'all saw
I
it.
don't care what you say. If he can't touch him, there's no way that he should have ever lost to Naruto.
Listen, bro, it was the thickest uppercut, yo, the thickest plot armor. He like,
Look at how Kishimoto played in our face with these same characters. He made us love Neji to hold him in Shippuden. He made us love Rock Lee to hold him in Shippuden. He made us love so many characters. Now, this may be a hot take, I don't know. I like Kiba. Made that boy into an afterthought in Shippuden. He
I
was so
mean,
lame in Shippuden.
he was cool, but even pre-Shippuden, can you name any cool feats he had?
Come on now.
Even against the Sound Village, he
No, don't
didn't.
do that. Don't do that with my boy with the fang over fang. Come on
No,
now.
I'm wrong. Aesthetics wise, I fuck with Kiba and Akamaru. Cool people. The boy who literally always got that dog in him, 100%. I'm with it, right?
You see my problem with you?
Yeah, because you like
Yeah,
Kiba.
I'm sure you see my problem with you because of what you just did. It's not
No,
even nothing
I get it.
about Kiba.
No, it's okay. You like Kiba.
It's
You
about
probably
you
like
with this see that dog in him statement. I'm not a fan of that.
No, listen, you like Renji, don't you?
Renji?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's
Mr. Golden Arch's hairline? No.
that's your boy. Listen, to him and Kiba
No.
hand in
See,
hand. You hear that howl?
the disrespect is crazy.
Zabimaru.
The disrespect is real crazy. Now, whatever, but back into where we were going,
My bad, my bad, my bad.
let's switch over from Naruto, because like you said, we can really talk about Naruto for forever. One of my favorite anime for main characters, well, I mean, not main characters, but for side characters, was Katekyo Hitman Reborn.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet, so you're gonna speak all on this.
So, for those who haven't
Spoilers
seen it,
free,
I think I
please.
may. Yeah, I will. It's a very sprinkle. There might be a
Okay,
slight sprinkle, but it's not going to
I'll take
ruin the plot.
sprinkles. I'll take sprinkles.
So,
I like
Katekyo
sprinkles.
Hitman Reborn was an anime. We will need to do an anime, I mean, an episode about anime that ran the same time as the Big Three that weren't as popular as they could have been.
Okay.
And one of the ones that I will bring up is Katekyo Hitman Reborn. Now, Katekyo Hitman Reborn, for like the first 30 episodes, I will admit it was a different time. The anime was not as fast-paced as people like it to be. It was more, I don't know what they were doing in the beginning. It was like a slice of life type of element, which I didn't mind it, but it was very, very chill for the very first portion of the series. So some people might not like it very much, but if you can get past that, I hate telling people this, but really and truly, you can skip it. Once you get the introduction to who the characters are in the beginning, you can skip forward to when it starts to pop off. But basically, Katekyo Hitman Reborn is about Suna. Sawada Tsunayoshi is the main character. He ends up meeting, he's a loser. He gets bad grades. He has no confidence. He's basically just trash.
Damn.
And this baby in a hitman suit pops up. And the baby's like, "Yo, you're gonna be the next mafia boss for this mafia family." Just out of nowhere. All the way from Italy out in over to Japan. So he's like, "No, I'm not. Like that,
Right, makes
I don't
sense.
want anything to do with any of that." So basically, he's forced to become a better version of himself because as time progresses, they realize like this dude really does have the qualities to be a great mafia boss. He just doesn't want to.
So this talking baby in a suit said, "You need to improve
There's
your life."
a very big plot point in regards to that.
Okay, thank you. Cool. All right, cool.
But
because ain't no baby telling me what to do.
It gets explained.
Okay, that's cool. Then.
That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Listen, I appreciate you not spoiling that.
That's all I'm gonna say about that. That show has great plot twists. Okay. Now, going back into it, in the beginning, Suna's kind of annoying because he whines a lot. He doesn't really take responsibility. Now, there is an element called Deathperation Flames where people basically harvest their will and turn it into these flames based on whatever element they resonate with the most. The element that Suna is most close to is the sky element. So he's got these Deathperation Flames. So Reborn will take this gun and shoot him with it, right? But the bullets don't kill him. They put him into a state where his dying will manifests itself. So whatever he's feeling the most strong about at the moment. So he might pass out and be like, yeah, I'm going to confess my love to this girl if it's the last thing I do. Or I'm going to defend my family if it's the last thing I do. So you know what I'm saying? There's that component to that. Now, they surround him right away with characters that immediately kind of give you that saving grace moment of, all right, I can watch this. I can deal with this character over here. He is unlikable. Like I said, as soon as unlikable in the beginning. So the first side character that you meet is Gokudera, he gives you like Trunks vibes a little bit. So like he's got the gray hair. He's an engineering genius. So he comes up with like devices for him to fight against. He's very tactical. He's very smart. But he also is like blindly loyal to Suna because he thinks he's a really good person. So he's like always bowing down like, yeah, the next mafia boss. I respect this man. And he's like, bro, I'm not going to take over the mafia. And he's like, I understand that. But yeah, man, you're my guy, bro. So, like, outside of him doing that, he's just a really cool combatant. He's a dope character. The fact that he invents his own way to utilize his weapons and is cerebral like that, he's like if you were to combine a Sasuke and a Kurama in the same character.
Okay.
In my opinion. Then you have Hibari. So Hibari is a part of the disciplinary committee. He's the head of the disciplinary committee. His key phrase is always that he's going to, quote unquote, bite you to death. But he's not really going to bite people. He's going to beat you. And he fights with Tonfas.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he's super cool. He's like a Hiei-esque type of character.
I love all these references you keep making back to, you know, see where I'm coming from.
Because Yu Hakusho is, I could talk about that for days.
We know. We'll do an episode later.
He's really quiet. He's really reserved. Super strong. He's always a menace to the main character. However, he does join the family. And the way that he cooperates is kind of funny. So his element, which I can kind of mention this. It's not going to spoil anything. His element is cloud. So most of it has something cloud to do with the sky. Like, it's mostly, like, atmosphere-related things. So, like, one of them is mist, one of them is storm, one of them is rain, like, one of them sun. So there's plenty of... There's different. So the cloud is said to be aloof, protecting the family from afar and all of this. So when they be getting together and having meetings, he'd be like, fuck out of here, I'm not gonna join this. I don't want nothing to do with y'all. Y'all really get on my nerves. I'm really going to beat you up if you ask me to come out here again. But if somebody, the way he does it is, if somebody come to his school cutting up, he like, look, I'm on the disciplinary committee and you don't need to be in here doing all this. So let me go ahead and get you on up out of here. So like, that's his way of participating without really showing that he like is a caring individual.
Okay.
The anime's got, you know, the cool jock guy that always, like, everybody loves him because of his endearing personality?
Yes.
They got one of those. His name's Yamamoto. He's the character from The Rain. And like I said, he's one of the first friends of Suna because he's just a laid back, you know, chill type of dude or whatnot. Let's he's not do the guy. Dog meme. Don't do the dog meme. I already knew it was coming. So he's a chill guy. He's that sporty guy that everybody knows. Everybody loves him. And Suna, with the way he is as a person, slowly helps him become more focused on a goal rather than him not really paying attention to what he wants to do with his life. And last but not least, you do have, because you know every anime has a loud mouth. You got your Bakugos, you got your Narutos, you got your
Astas.
Astas. Ooh, boy. And Ryu, which is the sun guardian or the sun element in his mafia family. He's the loudmouth, inspirational, hey man, get up, let's go get the day going. Like running around, exercising. His fighting style is boxing, by the way.
Okay.
Like that. Yamamoto, the rain, he's a swordsman. His pops runs like a little kendo joint. And then also, last but not least, you can't have an anime with powers without somebody that's able to do illusions. So you got your mist guardian as well.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything about that because that
mist makes sense though. So
yeah. So honestly, in the beginning, Suna is not my favorite, but the way that the side characters all have their own components of what I think is cool ways for anime characters to be, they kind of really balance out him being annoying and, you know, the enjoyment of them to where I can enjoy this anime even more than I already did. Now, I didn't mind the slice of life component. I didn't mind the build up because usually when you get a building up type of anime, it gives you something really good once it's at the point where it takes off. But that's one of the side character casts that I really enjoyed.
Okay. Let's talk about one that I don't really enjoy. Now, I say this with all the love in my heart for this anime. Okay. I'm a big fan of manhwa, right?
And me too.
Lately, a lot of shout out to some stuff you put me on. Manhwa is gradually becoming more and more mainstream, similar to how manga and anime did back in the early 2000s after, you know, YouTube searches on one through part three in Spanish dub type stuff. You know, if you weren't around, you weren't around, and that's okay. We live different times, and that's okay. But now that manhwa was getting bigger, manhwa was getting adapted, we've seen some failures of adaptations. God of High School, I'm looking directly at you. I didn't even say Tower of God. Why would you mention Tower of God? Man. I didn't even say Tower of God. Why would you say that?
But sad either. Exactly. You relax.
Listen, bro. I understand, okay? You saw the animation. It was so trash. But what I'm talking about, something that has good animation and bad side characters, okay? I'm talking about my favorite manga of all time that's been adapted. We are talking about Solo Leveling. Now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll cool. Perfect. Okay, Sung Jin-Woo, right? I can name his summons. I can name his shadows. I can name Egress and all of them. I almost said ones that may have been spoilers if you haven't read it, so I'm glad I stopped myself right there. Now, his shadows and him put in crazy work. I love the manga. I love the systems. We talked about systems last week as well. I love the systems. He's the only player. He alone can level up. You guys know the basis behind it. And it's great. Gun to my head right now. You said name three side characters. I am bleeding out right here in front of you. And it's not that they're useless. It's not that they're not cool. It's just they pale in comparison to him so drastically. It's like not even funny. So when we read or watch One Punch Man, we know Genos, we know Ally Darkshine, we know all of them because Saitama is used as a gag character. And we only see him come in after everyone else has done their job. It's the exact opposite on Solo Leveling. Like, Sung Jin-Woo will be like, listen, I only hired y'all here because I can't go in unless it's 10 of y'all here. So y'all can stay out here. I'm going to go make a do to do.
That's really true.
And
I can't even hold you. You're right.
I'm not mad at him for it because it works. Like I said, I thoroughly enjoy solo leveling. Do I wish he would have had a bit more time with his love interest to make the love interest more realistic? Like, cool, it starts off, she's a healer. Rare type shit. We like that. You mean he's Don't weak, always in need of healing. She's like, I got you, boo. Heals. You know, she out here supporting him from a distance. All right. A little attraction. Man glows up and she becomes a scaredy cat. If you saw what she went through, I'm not mad at her for it.
I ain't mad at her either.
The bull grew like 7 foot, gained pounds of muscles, six pack and everything damn near overnight. Right. And then he started looking down on her, literally, because he's taller than her now. And she's like, was he always this tall? Come on now, use your senses. You know he wasn't always this tall. Like,
he wasn't never that tall.
Y'all was barely eye to eye. Now you're looking like...
Did he have a bowl haircut before, too?
He did. It was, you know, when you broke like that, that's how it was. Because he was broke. He was broke. Wasn't his fault, though. Weakest hunter in all of history. But the only reason why I might know some of the names is because I played the game on mobile. And I had to pick other characters besides him.
I didn't even do that.
I stopped playing it. Like I said, it's cool. Soul Leveling is a great anime, and I encourage you all to watch it. The movie just came out. This movie's more like a recap plus like a bit of the next season. So if you haven't seen it, whatever. But you guys should watch it. Voice actor does a great job. But the side characters. First off, crazy powers. One bull turn into...
Don't spoil
it. All right. It's like fire. I stopped. You got people shooting fireballs. You got people doing stealth, like turning like pure invisible. You got all these crazy power-ups. You see some dude just swell up. You're like, yo, I like that. And you can see them demolishing buildings, animals, whatever. Crazy strong. I couldn't name a single one of them niggas right now.
Me either.
And it's because they aren't pivotal to the story. None of them push him to do better. None of them helped him unlock something. And while he may have helped them get a little bit stronger, it's like, go fight my shadows until you're stronger. And then we watch Sung Jin-woo over here do some crazy stuff. And we're like, oh, I forgot they was over there training because they're not needed. Mm-hmm. And it makes perfect sense when you think of the title. Solo leveling, or I alone level up.
Dolo.
This ain't about y'all niggas. This is me. This is Sung Jin-woo leveling. All of y'all... Fro, y'all can skedaddle. And he did. Like, I ain't gonna lie, but if you guys watch it again. And then read it, because I implore you to do so. Because the man just be over here just... He's a one-man army because he has all his shadows. His shadows have dope names, though. And you remember those names that I won't say, because I'm not gonna spoil it now for y'all. But trying to tell you, that's one cast where the side characters are literal just background putty.
Plot like, devices, yeah.
Like, oh, look what's going on. I'm like, I don't know how strong y'all are. I don't know if y'all can't beat him.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanna throw another good one into the hat.
Okay, all right. Let's turn it around. Let's speak on some good stuff. As long as y'all talking about JoJo's, we're fine.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I'm gonna find a way to plug it into every single episode.
I am at a true.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure has one of the greatest sets of side characters. Every season, there may be one character or two that comes from one season into the next one. But for the most part, you get a fresh cast every time. And these side characters, you remember all of them. Unique powers, unique personalities, like a different component than the main character to complement them. And just everything is wonderful. Like, you get Josuke from, not Josuke, we'll do Jotaro. You get, or Jotaro, however you choose to pronounce it. I'm going to say Jotaro. You get Jotaro from Phantom Blood or Part 3 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. He's the very large buff one with the bus driver hat and the, you know, gold chain on his outfit. Just for the people who are unaware, Star Platinum with the aura.
They won all the...
Now, he's the brooding type, like Batman. Like, he's super mysterious and angry looking and whatnot. he doesn't really get talkative. He doesn't have like some kind of deep trauma. He's just that guy. Then you come over and you have Paul Naref on the side of him. First of all, Paul Naref is out here with a crop top, some gray sweats, I think, and a high top fade. Yes, very memorable character. He had his dummy moments, but he was loyal. He always tried to make up for his shortcomings. Anytime Paul Naref was on the screen, I enjoyed myself. He was always goofing around with Grandpa. Like, every component of that was enjoyable. You got Kakyoin, literally is a meme with the cherry. The cherry on his tongue.
When you started talking, that was the only thing I kept picturing in my head. I'm like, that's cherry scene.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to do that on the stream.
I thought about it, too. That's why I stayed quiet.
I thought about it, too, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Man, you did it.
I'm not getting clipped for that.
My personal favorite season, Caesar Cipelli right there with the blonde hair. Taught our boy how to use Hamon, and you know what I'm saying?
Hmm? Yeah, that's Caesar, right?
Don't talk about Caesar. Watch out. But needless to say, you got Koichi. Koichi was the nerdy character. He could have been an anime MC, really. He was a nerdy character. He got his stand, and then he started kind of developing as a person. And you saw the stand literally grow beside him.
Was that Reaver? So,
yep.
Okay.
So, I like literally all of those side characters. I think the most memorable side cast was probably... No, it's not my favorite, but the most memorable was probably from Part 5 with Giorno.
Yeah, with Bucciarati and him. Yeah.
Bucciarati, bro. Bucciarati is the GOAT. That's my favorite. That's my favorite side character from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. What he did to Giorno when they first met was crazy, though.
Like, I'll zip you up, boy. Stop playing me. I hit you with the zip.
I'm talking about how he licked this man's cheek.
I wasn't even going to say that part, sir. I was trying to.
Yeah. Like, that was crazy. But Bucciarati, you got Narancia, our annoying, loud little guy with the airplane.
When they jumped that guy.
Oh, bruh. One of my favorite memes from anime of all time.
Like,
bruh, sipping tea. That's a Bakugo, by the way.
Eat his hands.
You see how I remember all of these characters' names, though?
Yeah.
Like, literally all of them. When you mentioned what you said about Solo Leveling, I read that entire manga. I promise you I don't know a single side character's name.
Listen,
I can name the shadows.
Exactly. I'm like, I can name the shadows because the shadows are recurring. We saw even the shadows is beefing. I'm like, y'all got shadow beef? Yeah, I like that.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
But you know who else has a memorable cast?
Who?
You know, as time goes on, you would think that maybe they would stop introducing new characters and stuff, maybe after like 100 episodes or so. But sometimes you get pleasantly surprised, and some animes end up going for hundreds, if not over 1,000 episodes. So obviously we're talking about One Piece. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I knew you was going to
do it. One Piece, of course. You're talking about JoJo, I'm not talking about One Piece. So aside from the initial cast, which has drastically grown, whatnot, we keep coming across new side characters, and they become favorites immediately. As soon as they pop up on the screen, you're like, yo, who is that? Who is that? Like, any of the Yonkos, once they pop on the screen, you're like, who is this character? Where have they been the entire time? Who is Shanks? Meanwhile, Shanks has had all of 2 minutes of screen time in 1,000 episodes. A little more now if you factor in the latest thing, what happened with him and Kid and whatnot. Maybe about 4 minutes. 1,000 in. But they're beloved. Whitebeard. We know about him. Ace. Yamato. King. And then the whole Dressrosa arc. They're in every arc. There's a new character to attach to. Like, Yamato, son of Odin. Oh, sorry. Son of Kaido. The new Odin. You know? People like Yamato. Like, oh, who's this? A whole bunch of cosplays happening. Love to see it. Shout out to Yamato. Could literally have...
I don't know what the problem
is. Let's just say there.
Could have their own anime.
100%. Like, oh, and they have a tie-in with the main character's brother from all the years ago?
Exactly. You could
Like,
do a backstory.
everything in One Piece comes full circle. You think nobody knows everybody. Then Vegapunk appears. We heard a bull's name before, never saw him. We see him, bull brain literally big as whatever. Brain so big he got to separate it from his body. That's one of them jokes you were talking about when you was a kid and whatnot, but it's true. He has five different personalities. I can name them all. Then you have CP9 come back. Oh, CP9, they was back at the water. Yeah, I remember them. And when you see them, you remember the names immediately. You know why? Because Water 7 was compelling. Because Robin's I Want to Live moment. And then you have Gear 3rd. You have the Door fruit. All the powers. And obviously, well, powers. You know, every new person has a new power. Older powers plus new effects or enhance older powers or awaken older powers. All the double fruits, all the haki, all the cool stuff. And literally every, there was an island fruit in the last John. Like the bull became an island. Pizarro, by the way. Avalo Pizarro, part of the Blackbeard's Titanic captains. Went up against Garp and Kobe. Kobe hasn't done anything in a while, but we see them again. And we see new Marines and stuff. And it's like, yo, y'all keep doing this. Y'all keep doing this. And Oda's doing a great job, Oda. You know, you're doing a great job. We appreciate it. But that has one of the largest casts of any, obviously, going for 1,000 episodes, but one of the largest casts of side characters that if you put up on screens, people will say, oh, I know that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. Don't get me wrong, there's always this random and obscure character of a guy in a barrel that people will forget. But for the most part, these people, all of these people and animals, because animals get remembered too. Shout out to Laboon, for real, for real. All my people rock with Laboon, and if you don't, you a loser. But shout out to Laboon. For real. But obviously, like I said, one of the best side characters. We all are invested. When he got separated, that's Sabaody. We saw everyone get their little moment. And then since then, we've been seeing drips and pieces of that coming along, whether it's in the Dressrosa arc, or whether it's on Whole Cake Island, or whether it's in Wano. We're seeing him like, oh, that's what he was doing on the island. That's what
That
they
was one of
learned.
my favorite arcs too.
Like, because
We got to
everything
see
comes
what
together.
everybody was doing in the meantime.
Yeah,
I love that.
I'm like, I like that. And then still seeing it come to place just now, like we see some of Chopper stuff. Usopp, I swear to God, Joe, you in Elbaf right now. You better make her do what it do, because if not, you're making us look bad.
Do what I do tonight.
Even your pops pulled the trigger when it was necessary, and even when it wasn't necessary, that was some nut shit for real. He didn't have to do that. Like he could have let them. You mean? I'm not gonna say what happened if y'all didn't read it or whatnot, but that was corny. That was corny. Your man said it
Y'all
was
stop
cool.
gold, man.
Your man said it was cool, and you was like, nah, nah, it's
Come
not. Step back real quick. I understand it now. And
Don't
then
do that, bro.
he was lethal shooting. You saw it. Listen, don't tell me it wasn't. Don't tell me it wasn't. Don't tell me it wasn't.
Now,
Okay.
with One Piece, I'll even say I would take an anime. Like, there's so many spinoffs you could do.
So
Like,
many.
one of the criteria for like a great side character cast to me is like, if they did a spinoff, how well received would that be? So like, I would take an anime about Foxy and them running around doing Davy back fights. Like, that would be interesting to me. That would be funny. It'd be dope. Like, I'd watch that.
Listen, give me the rise of any of the Yonkos. Give me the true tales of
Yeah,
Rogers. Give
that would
me
be.
Whitebeard the Boy.
I bet you people would like that even more than they like One Piece right now. I'm
What,
not saying
man?
that it would. I'm not saying it would be better, but I'm saying if they did like a story of Kaido as a kid coming up and becoming the Yonko that he is today, people would eat that up.
What? Give me like
People would eat that up.
Shanks versus Mihawk, stuff like that. Yeah.
Big Mom.
What? Yeah, give me the
What it was
Rock
like for
Pirates.
Shanks on the Whitebeard, not Whitebeard, but on the Roger crew before he became who he is today.
Even
Stop
Odin.
it.
Odin's tour with Rogers and Whitebeard. Either one of those. Give me a spinoff. Give me a season of those. I'll take that. And that's just speaking on a higher level things. Give me Baroque Works. Give me Crocodile building
Wow,
up.
yes.
Give me all of them. Come on now, Mr. Two.
I'm
Bruh,
with you.
hit that old comma way for real, like shout out to him for real, like
Shout out to the boy, man.
we wouldn't be here without you. Luffy was not making out of Impel Down without you, and we never forget your sacrifice.
Gambare.
And he's still alive. So we shout out to him. I'm glad he's still alive. They put it in one jaw. So
we love Mr. Tubon Clay.
It was almost over for him.
Mr. Tubon Clay is one of the bros forever, bro.
Forever. He locked in. You mean even more?
Would take a Magellan story because that's my favorite, one of my favorite government officials.
First off, Magellan got hoed. Let's talk about it.
Magellan is always hoed.
Magellan had a venom for, right? No cure, right? He could literally flood the entire prison with it if he wanted to. Miraculously. Protagonistly.
It wasn't even protagonistly. That was Oda who hold him. Oda said, all right, strongest power. Nobody's ever going to escape here, but we're going to give you the bubble guts.
Okay, first off, the bull ingests his own venom. That's
look. But why does he ingest his own venom? Because Oda made it that way.
Listen, don't wrong. It's probably hella spicy. I got a crazy kick to it for
don't do that.
Listen, he keeps doing it.
If you knew you was gonna eat something and it was gonna make you boo boo, you wouldn't do it.
First off, I eat ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant. What you talking about? I be at Cold Stone's.
You just a masochist.
I'm not a masochist. I enjoy what I enjoy, bro. Listen, if you don't enjoy Cold Stone's creamery, you don't enjoy Cold Stone's, and that's all right.
There's no Cold Stone Creamery around here.
I bet, because you live out in Bumblefuck. That's your choice. And it's like you said, that how old did that? That was your choice, sir. Nah, we talking about ice cream. We talking about ice cream,
not too much
sir.
On my town, though.
My not town. Too much on you say something about town? See, I'm a city boy. You know.
Don't do that. Why don't you wrap this up and tell us who could beat Goku? How about that?
Oh, man. We're already at that part. Damn. Let's put it to one more bad one. One more bad cast.
Let's do one more bad cast.
Okay, do you open the line?
Technically, if I had to pick a bad cast, this might be controversial a bit.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't like a lot of the side characters in Dragon Ball Z.
That was my bad cast.
That's going to be it. Like, for me, personally, I love Dragon Ball Z coming up. I think a lot of people hold on to the nostalgia of that.
Of course, why not?
But my issue is they don't utilize the characters enough.
Now, I agree.
We can recycle villains, so we're using Frieza all the time. Frieza came back 50 11 times. I'm tired of him. Get him out of here. Give me Refrigerator or, you know, somebody else.
Now, give me that cousin. Give me Air Fryer.
Yeah, I'll take Air Fryer at this point. But I'm tired of seeing Frieza. Now, moving forward from that, though, because we're not talking about villains today. Eventually, we will talk about villains. But when you look at the cast, like Krillin, for example, Krillin had a lot of potential. Krillin is always a device of he going to get beat up or killed. Goku's going to be like, man, y'all really play with my boy like that? Let me power up. And then the fact that they don't let any of the side characters get a decisive victory. Vegeta might whack somebody, and he's the only useful side character, in my opinion. Now, mind you have moments like Yajirobe chopping off Vegeta's tail when he first came, and, you know, things of that nature. But there's no compelling victories here. Okay. It's always the character gets hold, but they do something courageous, and everybody just likes it. Like Vegeta blowing himself up, for example, trying to take out Boo.
All for naught.
That whole part
was all for naught.
Majin Vegeta, when he was taking responsibility for his family, and he was out here, I was so just energized, galvanized by his character development in that moment. I thought that was like one of the coolest moments in Dragon Ball Z. When Vegeta finally manned up, he stopped being the cocky person. He stopped being he stopped being nonchalant. And he really was like, look, man, I'm going to chop my boy in the neck because he don't know what's happening. But I just, you know, I'm going to give him a hug real quick. He manned up.
He
just
did.
For him to go blow himself up and boo like, damn, that was crazy. Let me put myself together. Anyways. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that to his sacrifice? Now, he's not supposed to be taking out the main villain, I guess. But even Gohan, you built Gohan up since day one of him having the most potential of anybody. Then we make this boy a school student. Then we have him being a do-rag Power Ranger.
Shout out to Saiyan Man.
Shout out to the great Saiyan Man. Lamest poses ever. Fit right into the Ginyu Force. All you gotta do is give him a pair of panties. It works every time. Now, yeah, I said it.
Okay, sir.
Now, listen. It just continues. Tien. I thought Tien was cool.
No, Tien was what?
I watched Dragon Ball, like the original Dragon Ball. In Dragon Ball, Tien was cold. Yes, Tien was a menace.
Yes, he was.
He was cold. He was on Demon Time every time. Chiaosu, not like crazy, but Chiaosu at least was useful kind of during the Saiyan Saga.
How useful was Chiaosu?
Hopping up on Nappa, you know what I'm saying?
And then what? And then
providing
what?
Providing us with a very high quality meme.
Ah, you're right. Then shout out to Yamcha. Hold up. Shout out to Yamcha for real. People want to give Yamcha enough credit.
The Yamcha in the crater, bro, is everywhere. It's
even
everywhere.
At conventions, they like take a picture manga.
That is literally all across manga. I've seen it everywhere. It's in air gear. Like,
he did it first, y'all. He did it first.
Like, legit. But like, they just, you have potential. I mean, Yamcha
beat Goku. Yamcha's the first character to beat Goku.
In the OG, right?
Yeah.
In Dragon Ball.
Yep.
But then he went from the bandit, the heartthrob, and all of that to, he got his girl stole. He can't fight. He can't beat nobody. And now he just get made fun of because he like, damn, man, why Bulma leave?
You know
like,
why.
Like, bro, get this man up out of here. Like, they the played in the face Saiyans. Of all the potential. Like, you have so much potential to be like, okay, Goku is off here training. You can have him be the main, you know, victor for the next main villain. And just have, like, a minor threat come to the Earth and let them bounce him up out of there. And we get to see something that Krillin's been working on or Tien's been working on. I think the only side character I will admit they do justice to is two of them, actually. Bulma and Piccolo. That's it.
Piccolo's a stretch. I would give Krillin over Piccolo, though. Because Krillin got what he wanted. Krillin is the strongest human out there. He got his wife. He got his family. He got his job. He stays out of the way. Yeah, it's not the growth that I want him to be the craziest warrior like Goku and whatnot. But he did it all. Like, listen, I was a young boy. I was fighting. I was scrapping with you. I died 17 times. I'm over that, for real. Give me my pension. He's like, yo, you right. My fault. Shenron, I wish this nigga got a good life. And then he got that. Whereas Piccolo, yeah, and the most recent one, he finally got the orange upgrade. But before that, Piccolo was nothing. We saw Cell, and I'm like, oh, Cell, Piccolo, green. No.
Piccolo was useful in every saga, I will say.
What are you doing, Super?
He took out Raditz.
And Goku at the same time.
Let's see, he combined with Nail and kept them Frieza boys busy for a while on Namek. In the Buu saga, it was more so him training people. He didn't really do a whole lot there. Let's see. Dragon Ball Super, like you said, he did the orange thing.
He wasn't orange.
But for the most part, I mean, it's technically still Super.
Oh, wow, yeah. In the movie, yeah, we're talking about the movie. Yeah.
But he doesn't, that's what I mean. Like, they kind of did him justice, but he doesn't really hit the boxes for, I would like a Piccolo spinoff, though.
Okay, no, I'll take a Piccolo spinoff.
I would also one take season, a Vegeta though. Spinoff.
I'd take a whole
I'm not trying to see Krillin in his own show.
I'm not. You can get a 2-episode, John.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to see Gohan in his own show. Because you're just going to turn my boy into a scholar. I don't want to see that. I don't care.
Listen, Chiaotu can get turn like a little TikTok special. A little 1-minute show.
Gohan is the Avatar, basically. He's Aang. You know, peaceful man. These nice tendencies turned into a fighter because he has the most potential out of everybody. But instead of going the route with Aang where You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put you in these compromising positions where you have to do it and make it do what it do. He literally was like, nah, bro, go to school until we need you again. And then when he did come back, he got what? Absorbed by Boo. Okay. What happened in the Tournament of Power? Wasn't he one of the first people to be put out? Damn, that's crazy.
I mean, that wasn't my guy anyway, so I get it. You know,
I'm just saying, it's irritating.
You know what?
It's irritating.
You know what's not irritating? This one character that can be Goku. All right.
Tell me about
now, you see, like you said, Goku's a strong guy. He likes to let his people power up. It's a Dragon Ball thing, you know? Now, this one character is also a character who likes to let the person show off a little bit. But if he senses that it's a threat, he gonna make it do what it do. And this this isn't just an ordinary person, man. This is your basic, run-of-the-mill, entry-level RPG enemy. I'm saying this is the kind of character that you fight when you're level 1, typically. Learning how to use your swords and daggers. I'm talking about a slime. I'm talking about Rimuru Tempest, okay? Now, if you don't know, Rimuru Tempest has the power to devour, absorb, and take the power of whatever he wants to consume, whether that's a random-ass herb, whether that's a spider, whether it's an unstoppable force of nature named Veldora. At the end of the day, if he wants to consume you, he will. So not only will he be able to beat Goku, he will be able to be a better version of Goku. All that power, that's his now. All that power is now combined with the power he already had. Meanwhile, we already see Veldora in the background doing Hadoukens. Now he's going to be able to really do Hadoukens. And it's going to be crazy because at the end of the day, Rimuru Tempest can definitely beat Goku. I'm sorry, but that's how it is.
I got you.
And we like Goku.
I thoroughly agree with that, by the way.
Thank you. Like I said, we like Goku. No shade. But people like to power scale him like he's the strongest, and he's not. We rock with Dragon Ball Z, as you just said. Listen, we definitely watch some spinoffs. Not a Krillin spinoff. Mm-hmm. We watch a Piccolo spinoff. Not a Gohan spinoff. Mm-mm. Unless it's an alternate version of Gohan where he was trained by his dad the entire time. I'll do that. You give me
give me an alternate version of that. Spin-off.
Listen. First off, Goten's number one Super Saiyan 3 at a young age. And what happened afterwards? Nothing. I blame Chi-Chi.
Number one spinoff would be Trunks.
Oh, yeah. Give me a full spinoff of Trunks.
Trunks with the androids.
Yeah, give me one arm. Give me one arm Gohan. Yeah, give me
that.
Give me distant with future Gohan. Gohan.
I'll take that every time.
You mean? But all right, let's wrap it up. Let's bring it back the way we always do. One of our DBZ style outros.
Yes, sir.
Will side characters get the love they deserve? Will some background characters please come back for season 2? Will Solo Leveling decide to name their characters? Find out. No, they're not. Find out next time on Kami Conversations. Once again, thank you all for tuning in. If you enjoyed the video so far, feel free to like it. If you want to see more, feel free to subscribe. And you know we're back here every week having these Kami conversations. Thanks for watching or listening.
Ciao.
No.